Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
In honor of Military Appreciation Month, Verizon thought of a lot of different ways we could show our appreciation, like rolling out the red carpet, giving you your own personal marching band, or throwing a bumping shindig. At Verizon, we're doing all that in the form of special military offers. That's why, this month only, we're giving military and veteran families a $200 Verizon gift card and a phone on us with a select trade-in and a new line on select unlimited plans. Think of it as our way of flying a squadron of jets overhead while launching fireworks. Now that's what we call a celebration, because we're proud to serve you. Visit your local Verizon store to learn more. $200 Verizon gift card requires smartphone purchase, $799.99 or more with new line on eligible plan. Gift card sent within 8 weeks after receipt of claim. Phone offer requires $799.99 purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or postpaid unlimited plus. Minimum plan $80 a month with autopay plus taxes and fees for 36 months. Less $800 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in must be from Apple, Google, or Samsung. Trade-in and additional terms apply.
Imagine waking up in a city that's just quiet. No buses roaring down the street, no baristas calling out names at the coffee shop, no hum of construction or chatter of a morning rush. The lights are on, but the world ain't moving. You walk past the corner store, closed. The bank, locked up. Even your favorite takeout spot has a handwritten sign in the window, closed for dignity. There's no war, no natural disaster, no alien invasion, just a decision, a choice made by millions of people at the same time. We are done. We are done being ignored. We are done being used. We're done being told we're essential one day and expendable the next. Today, we stop the machine. This isn't science fiction. This is a general strike. And history tells us it might be the most powerful tool that we've got. Welcome to Unwrapped. I'm Tasha Pierce. Thank you for meeting me again at the intersection of pop culture and common sense. This is Democracy on the Brink, a revolution in real time. Today's episode, When the People Stop the Machine. Now, before we talk about how general strikes work, let's back this thing up. Because general strikes are not a new idea, a new concept. The general strike has been around for well over a century, and every time this shows up, it shakes the effing table. So, what is a general strike? It's when workers across different industries, factories, transit, schools, retail, hospitals, you name it, when they all collectively stop working all at once across a city, across a country, or even around the globe, not just for wages, not just for hours, but for justice, for dignity, for political power. So let's go back to 1919 in Seattle. The war had just ended, but inflation was sky high and wages weren't keeping up. Shipyard workers had to go on strike. But something wild happened. Over 65,000 other workers in the city joined them. So there were longshoremen, barbers, waitresses, streetcar operators, everybody. The city didn't burn. It didn't collapse. People self-organized. They delivered milk and food. They kept the peace. Seattle, at that time, became living proof that working people run the show. Now, fast forward to 1980s Poland. The government was deep in authoritarian mode, censoring the press, controlling the economy, jailing the opposition. A lot of the shit we're seeing right now in America. But that's when a group of shipyard workers, man, shipyard workers is about it. They formed a group called Solidarity. That was the first independent labor union in a Soviet bloc country. And y'all, that strike didn't win just some better working conditions. It brought down the entire regime. A dictatorship was toppled by factory workers and clerks with courage. Now let's take it global. In 2020 and 2021, yeah, we know what was going on at around that time, but during that time, we know what it was. Over 250 million people, that's million with an M, in India, joined farmers in a nationwide strike against unfair agricultural laws. It became the largest strike in human history. They shut it all down. And guess what? They won. The government repealed the laws. Power to the people. Literally. And you know who never seems afraid to flex their strike muscles? France. They will shut that country down if their pensions or their rights are threatened. You wake up on the wrong side of the bed and France might just shut the country down. 2023 saw massive walkouts that brought transportations, schools, fuel distribution all to a halt. They do not play in France. The common thread with all of these movements is that when people stand together, when they refuse to participate in their own oppression, the most powerful systems start to crack. A general strike doesn't use bullets or ballots. It uses absence, silence, stillness. Because when the workers stop working, the engine stalls, the gears jam, the machine breaks. That is the power of the general strike. All right, here's the thing about authoritarians. They need control. Like plants need sunlight. It's their entire identity. They don't just want your vote. They want your mind, your body, your labor. They want you. And nothing scares them more than the idea of all of that being taken away. Because at the heart of every authoritarian regime is a machine. It runs on profit. It runs on productivity. It runs on fear. And guess who keeps the machine humming? We do. We clock in. We ship out. We make. We cook. We clean. We deliver. We build. We care. We drive. We are the machine. And the moment we decide to stop, that system chokes. There's a little fear in stopping. But all it is a decision, y'all. The moment we decide to stop, this whole thing chokes. A general strike is like pulling the plug on an empire. the authoritarian, they depend on three things. In this case, we're going to call it what it is, Trump. In this case, Trump depends on three things. Economic productivity, got to keep the money flowing for the elite. Suppressing dissent, keep folks too scared or too divided to organize. And divide and conquer. We're going to pit one set sector of workers against another. We're going to pit these constituents of this country against each other by race, by gender, by geography, by class. A general strike destroys all of those three things in one shot. When you stop the economy, you stop the leverage. When we stand together publicly, the fear cannot be cut through. When you link arms with people from every background, you break the walls they worked so hard to build between us. Let me be clear. Authoritarians might care a little if you protest in the street, not much, as long as you go back to work on Monday. They don't mind petitions. They don't mind trending hashtags. They don't mind debates on TV or TikTok, or YouTube. They don't mind any of those things. Shut down those ports. Shut down the factories. Shut down the fucking internet, the food chain. Now you've got Trump's attention. Because at that point, you are not asking for change. You're fucking demanding it. And that's why they fight so hard to keep us unorganized. That's why they gut the unions. That's why they criminalize people being out on the streets protesting. That's why they control the media narrative. So when workers take action, they are painted as lazy, ungrateful, or even dangerous. Let me give you a visual. Imagine authoritarianism as a giant engine, smooth, whole, unstoppable. Now, imagine every worker in the United States is a gear in that engine. One gear stops, the machine keeps grinding. Two gears, still running. But when every single gear grinds to a halt at the same time, the whole damn thing breaks. That's not just resistance. That's revolutionary maintenance. We stop the machine. We clean it out, and then we build something better. So yeah, authoritarians fear general strikes because unlike elections, unlike court battles, a general strike does not rely on their permission. It's the people saying, we don't need your power because we've got our own, period. So we talked about why general strikes are powerful. Now let's break down how they actually work. Because this ain't just folks not showing up for work one day. It is way deeper. It's strategy. It's solidarity. It is organized disruption. Good trouble. So a general strike needs four key elements to really hit, to really make an impact. Number one, it needs coordination. It doesn't need to be chaos, it needs to be choreography. We need multiple industries, transportation, sanitation, healthcare, education, shipping, retail. Multiple industries have to move in sync. You can't just have factory workers on strike while grocery store clerks are on the clock. The impact comes when everybody stops together. It's not just workers either. It's students, artists, influencers, parents. Everybody has a role in this whole thing. If the streets are quiet, but the internet's still buzzing like normal, that ain't a full stop. The machine's still humming. The second thing we're going to need is communication. Before the first person clocks out, organizers should be making moves behind the scenes. You've got strike committees setting goals, organizing meetings, passing info through secure channels. Pete Hegseth has taught us one thing. Signal is an encrypted app. Now, we can't send no classified material, but to do this kind of work, Signal works. Sometimes you can even use a burner phone. Like I said, the encrypted apps like Signal. If the government is watching, if you feel like the government's got his eyes on you, get a burner phone. The messaging for this thing has to be on point. Why are we striking? What do we want? And who's with us? And this ain't just preaching to the choir. You got to reach the folks who've never been part of a movement ever, ever, ever. Make the case. Show them their power. Number three, the third thing that we need is sustainability. Now, this part is real and it's important because the bills don't stop just because the strike started. So successful general strikes often have strike funds, money that needs to be raised ahead of time to help cover food, rent, medical needs. Mutual aid networks need to kick in. Community kitchens need to pop up. Folks that can't call off work or don't work, they need to offer childcare or housing. The community needs to take care of each other. Because that's the real flex, y'all. When the people become the safety net, not the state. And to be quite honest, I think in a lot of ways the state would be with us. But we can't count on the state. We have to count on one another. And sustainability is a huge, huge component of making a successful general strike. And then number four, the fourth thing that we need to make a very successful general strike is escalation and pressure points. This is where the strategy comes in. If a city's economy runs on transit, you hit the buses and the trains. That's why the Montgomery bus boycott in the civil rights era hit so hard. So, you want us to ride on the back of your bus and pay you to do it? I'll walk. And you saw them get together, their communities work with one another on making sure everybody got back and forth the way that they need to. But that city's economy was hugely impacted when those black folks said, we ain't riding your buses. So if your city's economy runs on transit, then the bus drivers and the subway drivers, and all of them, then nope, just don't go to work. If a country depends on exports, you shut down the docks. If people rely on media, you flood the airwaves with nothing but the truth. I know that there are people who know how to do those things. If you are a Fox News head and all day long you're getting a steady dose of Fox News, if we can interrupt that broadcast and flood the airwaves with truth, we have done something. That is a pressure point. You apply pressure where it hurts. You find the soft spots in the system and you lean all the way in. Not to destroy it, just to reset it. We just want to fix what's broken. And let's be real. Not every general strike is going to shut everything down overnight. Some take weeks to build. Some start in one city and ripple outward. Some begin as wildcat strikes, workers walking out without union approval, and then that spreads like wildfire. But once that spark catches, it can be a beautiful thing. People see each other again, not just as co-workers or neighbors, but as allies in a fight. You realize your struggle isn't isolated, it's connected. And when we act together, we move mountains. One person yelling into the world in the void. Who's going to hear that? But if we can get 10 million people yelling into the void. Well, now we're making some noise. It's not a void anymore, right? Let me put this in some pop culture terms, because, you know, I'm a sci-fi head, and we know resistance stories better than anybody. So I'll start with Wakanda. Picture Wakanda. Not just the tech, not just the suits, but the people. Remember in Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Queen Ramonda said, "I have given everything." That wasn't just grief in that moment. That was the burden of leadership when your people are under threat. Now also remember the original Black Panther movie. You had all of the citizens of Wakanda, and they respected the mantle of King and Black Panther so much that they didn't initially fight against Killmonger when he beat T'Challa in ritual combat. They did not initially fight against it. They thought, okay, now that he's king, you know, he will get the hang of the way we do things here. No, he came in with what? An authoritarian mindset. He came in with an authoritarian mindset, and it took to damn near the end of the movie for them to realize, oh, it's only one of him. It's only one of him. Even though he's got a tribe or two fighting with him, it's still the rest of us. That's the way we need to be thinking right now. There is only one Trump. Yes, he's got some people working with him. Yes, he's got bigger guns. We ain't pulling out guns. All we saying is we ain't going to work. That's all. That's it. We not going to work. So imagine the Dora Milaje at the beginning, those elite warriors from Black Panther. Imagine them laying down their spears. Not because they were weak. Imagine them when Killmonger got on the throne and started talking all crazy, laying down their spears because they refused to protect a corrupt throne. Imagine Wakanda's vibranium miners, scientists, teachers, the farmers. Imagine them saying, "This kingdom will not run until it serves us all." That is a general strike. Even in the world of kings and gods, it's the people who decide if the system moves.
You fall back! You fall back!
Let's jump to a galaxy far, far away. In Star Wars, this is like my favorite rebellion metaphor, allegory. In Star Wars, the rebellion ain't just about lightsabers and starships. It's farmers, mechanics, pilots, smugglers. They saying, "Nah, we ain't building your Death Star, not today." Think about the Empire's strength. It wasn't just stormtroopers. It was the illusion that people had to comply, to go into a different universe, that resistance was futile. But when people start pulling their weight out of the system, start refusing to oil the imperial machine, that's when the empire cracks. Not with one big battle, but with 1,000 small refusals. And that's what a general strike really, really is. A refusal to cooperate with your own oppression. A collective, we ain't doing this no more. So whether you see yourself in Wakanda or with the Resistance or Star Trek, know this. You ain't got to be a warrior to fight. You just have to stop feeding the machine.
In honor of Military Appreciation Month, Verizon thought of a lot of different ways we could show our appreciation, like rolling out the red carpet, giving you your own personal marching band, or throwing a bumping shindig. At Verizon, we're doing all that in the form of special military offers. That's why, this month only, we're giving military and veteran families a $200 Verizon gift card and a phone on us with a select trade-in and a new line on select unlimited plans. Think of it as our way of flying a squadron of jets overhead while launching fireworks. Now that's what we call a celebration, because we're proud to serve you. Visit your local Verizon store to learn more. $200 Verizon gift card requires smartphone purchase, $799.99 or more with new line on eligible plan. Gift card sent within 8 weeks after receipt of claim. Phone offer requires $799.99 purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or postpaid unlimited plus. Minimum plan $80 a month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months. Less $800 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in must be from Apple, Google, or Samsung. Trade-in and additional terms apply.
Another app for inventory, one for CRM. Oh, don't forget accounting. Wait, which login was that?
Or you could use Odoo, one fully integrated system that does it all without the hassle. Ditch the app overload. Get everything your business needs on one platform. Try Odoo free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Boop. All right, so we've talked history. We've broken down how a general strike works. Let's bring it home. What would it actually look like if a general strike popped off in the United States right now? Well, we're going to set the table. It's a regular Monday. You roll out of bed, you grab your coffee, you check your phone, and boom, hashtag general strike is everywhere. But this ain't just a hashtag. Airports, silent. Flights, grounded. No Uber, no Lyft, no buses. Subways ain't moving. Postal workers, out. Amazon, crickets. Supermarkets running skeleton crews, if they're open at all. But we gotta have some shit, you know. Emergencies happen. We gotta be conscious of emergencies. So, the supermarket might be running a skeleton crew. Teachers saying, nope, we ain't going. Parents are right with the teachers, like, oh, you ain't going, we ain't going either, huh? Even the content creators. Yep. Folks like me, put the cameras down and hit the digital picket line. It's coordinated. It's massive. And most importantly, it's nationwide. We're talking no labor, no consumption, no business as usual. Crickets. And look, it wouldn't take 100% of the population to participate. If just 10-15% of the workforce joined in and hit the right pressure points, that is millions of people. That's enough to send Wall Street into a fucking panic, enough to freeze logistics, enough to make Trump and his cronies listen. Now, would it be easy? Absolutely not, because the president is a psycho. He's a psycho. Might run into retaliation, arrests, propaganda on the news saying these workers are hurting the economy. We would be to blame for the fucking tariffs. Or they're endangering lives, even though it would be peaceful protests. They'll try to divide us, call some of us essentials, call some of us replaceable, call some of us lazy, say some of us need to be jailed. But remember this, we are all essential. Without our bodies, without our minds, our labor, our talent, this system collapses. And it wouldn't be just labor stopping. It would be art, music, media, influencers, podcasters, everybody with a platform using it to amplify nothing but this message. We would have to have a set agreed upon by most of the nation, if not all. We would have to have a set of demands that when everybody with a platform needs to be amplifying those demands. Live stream the walkouts at certain restaurants and certain centers of labor. Make videos of nurses, dock workers, teachers, truckers sharing their stories, covering their faces. We ain't trying to narc on nobody. TikToks and reels showing empty stores, blocked highways, canceled services. The narrative would belong to us. It would be what we want people to know. And it's not just the people here in the United States. We want the world to pay attention to us fighting back. A modern general strike would also lean very heavy into tech. That's why I'm so happy I've got friends who are far more tech savvy than I am, because encrypted chats, secure apps, flash organizing, folks knowing how to mobilize without tipping off the powers that be. And let's not forget about the mutual aid. While some people are on the front lines, others are behind the scenes. Cooking meals, offering childcare, organizing supplies. No contribution, it would be too small, and nobody would be left behind. That is the power of community. We stop the machine together. And when they ask, what do you want? We come with the receipts. We demand better wages. We can start right there. Let's talk about healthcare. Let's talk about them not fucking with our voting rights. Let's talk about reinstituting stuff for climate justice, for racial equity. Let's put that aside where they're talking about everything is DEI. We want to resume. As a matter of fact, we want to build on the equity that we already have, and we want to resume building racial equity. That is blacks, whites, immigrants, natives, it doesn't matter to me. Equality. Evening the playing field. As a matter of fact, let's just say we would be calling for a return to democracy, period. Because a general strike in 2025 is not just about work in the United States. It's about survival. And if enough of us say no more at the same time, the system won't just shake. It'll shift. Many of y'all know me. Been hanging out with me for a little while, but if you're new here, I've told my followers that I am agoraphobic. It means that I don't do well in crowds and away from my home, period. So when I talk about a general strike, I'm not imagining myself leading a march down Main Street. But that don't mean I'm sitting this out, and neither should you. Because the beauty of a general strike, a real movement, is that it needs all kinds of people. Not everybody's going to be on the front line. Some of us are the signal boosters. Some of us are the caregivers. Some are the connectors. Some are the connect. Here's how you, can support or organize in a general strike, even if marching ain't on the menu for you. Number one, big or small, use your platform. Post about it. Podcast about it. Make art, write poems, record TikToks, drop videos, send newsletters. Even if you only reach a few folks. Even if there is not a huge following behind you. That little pebble in the pond, that ripple, it still counts. The goal is visibility. Break the silence, push the message. And if your platform is just a group text, start there. Organize a book club with your coworkers, your family. Movements start in living rooms and at the kitchen table, not just boardrooms and rallies. Number two, contribute to mutual aid networks. If you can donate, do it. Groceries, diapers, gas cards, cash apps, it all helps. A strike only works if people can sustain it. That's where mutual aid comes in. One day is not going to do it, y'all. It will have to be sustained. A sustained period of time where sectors of our workforce of this country will not be going to work. So if you've got time, volunteer. If you've got skills, offer them. Graphic design, legal advice, cooking, babysitting, all of that matters. Number three, we need to practice economic non-cooperation. Oh, this is so hard for us in the United States. But don't cross the fucking picket lines. So if people are striking, if the workers of an Amazon, for instance, are striking, do not spend your money where workers are being mistreated. Don't spend your money where the workers are striking. You following me? Withdraw your labor and your dollars when you can. Support striking workers by amplifying their message and withholding support from the companies that they work for. Because everybody, they all need to feel it. Even better, redirect that money towards community organizations, small businesses, local businesses that uplift people instead of exploiting them. That's who we spend our money with when we're striking. The small businesses, the mom and pops, the locals. Yes, McDonald's is going to be okay without us. Amazon going to be just fine without us spending money for a week or two. They might start to feel it, and that's what we want. But that mom and pop business that everybody walks past to go to the Amazon Dropbox, yeah, that's who we need to be revisiting and becoming reacquainted with and spending our money with, especially while we're striking. And number four, protect your people. If you've got a secure job and a little wiggle room, cover a shift. Watch somebody's kids. Help others strike by lightening their load. If you're tech savvy, help folks get on Signal. It took me a minute. Telegram. I think that's really right wing. Proton Mail. Organize through secure channels. Be the digital infrastructure that the strikers will need. If you're a content creator, like me, offer space on your platform. Bring in voices who are in it. Don't just post once. Keep it going. Algorithms love consistency, so beat the system at its own game. Number five, educate yourself and then educate others. Each one, teach one. Read up on labor history. Read up on the effectiveness of striking, specifically general strikes, when the government is acting up. Watch documentaries like Harlan County, USA, American Factory, or Sorry We Missed You. Talk about strikes in your group chats. Talk about strikes over dinner. Normalize resistance, because knowledge isn't just power. It's contagious. We had our fearless former Vice President Kamala Harris tell us that fear was contagious, but she also told us what? Courage is contagious as well. But knowledge is power, and all of that is contagious too. Look, revolution doesn't come with fireworks and chants. Sometimes it looks like skipping Amazon on Prime Day. That's it. Sometimes it looks like a podcast episode like this one. You ain't got to be a superhero. You got to show up. You just got to show up in whatever way you can, because the truth is they count on us feeling helpless. They count on us being lazy and saying somebody else to do it. They count on us believing that one person can't make a difference. But they forgot something. One person easily becomes two. Two easily becomes 20. 20 becomes a movement. And the minute we stop thinking like individuals and start acting like a community, that's when they get nervous. We got to just believe it in ourselves, y'all. We are no longer just Tasha. And insert your name here. We are the United States of America. And that's 300 something million people strong. Yes, we do have to subtract the MAGA people. But even without them, we can shut this thing down. We can shut it down. So let's be real. Me and you, fam. We ain't got time to keep waiting for the right moment. We just don't. We are the moment, right now. The fight for democracy. It's not creeping in from the horizon. It's already at our doorstep. While we binge the next season of our favorite show, they're out here rewriting voting laws. While we scroll past headlines, they're stacking all of these government agencies with loyalists. They're banning books. They're gutting education. While we are tee-heeing at TikTok videos and YouTube videos, they are sending immigrants without any due process to a hellhole prison in El Salvador. They are using fear like a scalpel. They're cutting away rights one by one. And when folks push back, they label them radicals, criminals, un-American. But let me tell you something. Dissent is patriotic. Organizing is going to be our survival skill. And striking is an act of love. Not a love for what Donald Trump is doing to our country, but for a love of our country. Period. That Constitution that we've got buried in our heart. Yes, love sometimes makes you do crazy things. Love for your community. Love for your future generations. I'm looking at you, Ashton, in the mirror. Yes, baby, grandma will walk through walls for you. But guess what? You got to love yourself too. This ain't about left or right. It is certainly about right and wrong. It's about power. And right now, that power is being hoarded by the few at the expense of the many. And the only thing that's ever, ever, ever shifted that balance is when everyday people said enough. When workers just walk off of jobs, when students walk out of classrooms, when mamas sat at lunch counters and kids crossed bridges knowing dogs and hoses were waiting. When the system said, fall in line, and the people said, nah, we drawn a new line. That's the kind of courage we're going to need right now. Because this next election cycle, it's not even promised. And then again, it's not even about who wins. It's about whether the will of the people even matters anymore. Whether we still have a say. Whether truth still has a place. And if we don't act, if we don't resist together, we might wake up in a country we no longer recognize, because this is becoming more and more unfamiliar to me day by day. Here's the thing. Sounds monumental. We've never been in this position before. Our parents had gotten through with that fight before a lot of us were even born. I was born in 73. We had had some years of the Civil Rights Act by the time I came along. But we're not powerless. We're just disconnected. The one thing that the old folks had in the Civil Rights era is solidarity and community. We are disconnected. But a general strike, that's a reconnection. It's us remembering our strength, reclaiming our time, reminding the powers that be, you can't run this without us. The fuck? So whether you're marching, striking, organizing, or simply spreading the word, do something, because the window is closing. The next chapter of this story is up to us to write it. This has been Democracy on the Brink, a revolution in real time. I'm Tasha Pierce. I came here today. I dropped knowledge. I did not spill tea. I don't spill tea. You deserve so much more than tea. What you can do is stay safe, stay ready. As we used to say before the right wing stole it, stay woke. See y'all in the next one. Peace.
Every click, every share, y'all make us fly. Together we shine brighter than the sky. Shout outs to comments, we see every word. Y'all the reason Tasha's voice gets heard. Subscribers growing, lighting up the day. With your support, we'll never fade away. Thank you, Unwrapped Family. Keep us strong, keep us strong. Your love and your faith help us move along, help us move along. Every click, every share, y'all make us fly, y'all make us fly. Together we shine brighter than the sky. Roll call for the peeps who keep it alive. Patron super chats all here on the drive. Tasha got the mic, but you fuel the vibe. This channel's a party, y'all keep it live.
Monthly supporters, give y'all a cheer. Live stream energy, you bring the gear. Every episode's magic.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins just to run your business? Ah.
There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more. So you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.